Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Perak Yud Mishnah Hey and Perak Yud Mishnah Vav. By way of introduction to Perak Yud and Mishnah Hey, as we continue our discussion of Prizbul, the halacha is that when it comes to Prizbul, a Prizbul only cancels past loans. It does not have the ability, it does not have the power to cancel future loans. And therefore, if I make a Prizbul, I'm including and I'm saying that all of my past loans since last Shemitah are not going to be canceled in the future Shemitah. But if in the interim I make more loans and I lend more money, then I'm going to have to write an additional Prizbul. Our mission is going to begin by discussing the Prizbul, where the date that is recorded on the Prizbul is different than the date in which the Prizbul is actually being written. Says the mission of Prizbul HaMuktam, kosher, a Prizbul that is predated is kosher. So for example, if I'm writing the Prizbul in Kislev, but we record the date as Tishrei, that's kosher. And the reason for that, as the Bartanura explains, is because by predating the Prizbul, you're only harming yourself. You're including fewer of your chovos, fewer of the money that you lent, fewer of the loans that you had. And therefore, if you're including fewer of them, you're only harming yourself, and therefore you're certainly permitted to write a Prizbul that is predated. However, v'hameuchar possible, but if it's a post-dated Prizbul, then it's possible, then you're not allowed to do that. So for example, if you write the Prizbul in Tishrei, but you record the date in Kislev, that's not going to be good because then you're going to potentially include some loans from in between Tishrei and Kislev, which is future loans. And again, a Prizbul cannot include future loans. It can only include past loans. Now we're going to be discussing Shtarei Chovos, which are basically documents that were written for financial obligation, if you owe me money and so on, they would write the Shtarei Chovos. And often these Shtarei Chovos would be dependent upon land. They would lean on land. They would basically say, like a mortgage, that if you don't pay me the money that you owe me, then I'm going to get some of your land. Now the halacha is that any land that I own at the time of the chov, at the time of the obligation of the document being signed, that's mine, is part of this lien. Now let's say I sell that land. Doesn't matter. If it was mine at the time of the chov, at the time of the obligation, then it's still part of the deal, and it still has the ability to go to that guy if I'm not able to pay him the money that I owe him. So the question is now going to be, what if the document is pre-dated or post-dated as well? Says the Mishnah, shtari chov ha-mukdamim psulim. A shtar chov, a document that's obligating me in certain money, but it's pre-dated, is possible. Why? Because if it's pre-dated, then it might be including land in that shtar chov that I owned before the shtar chov. The only land that's included in the shtar chov could be land that I own now. But if I sold it before this obligation, before this shtar, before this document was written, then it's certainly not included in the shtar chov. However, ha'me'ucharim k'sherim. But if it's post-dated, if the shtar chov is a later date is written on it, then it's fine because, again, it only hurts him. It's kosher, it's valid because, again, in this situation, he's not going to be including land that he owned before. He might be just not including land that he owned after. Continuing in the Mishnah, Echad Lova Me Chamisha. If one person borrowed money from five people, Kosev Prizbul L'chol Echad V'Echad, then you need a Prizbul for each individual person because the halacha is that each person that lends money needs a Prizbul for that person. It's not about the borrower, but it's about the lender who's writing the Prizbul. Again, it's in their interest to have the Prizbul, and therefore it's their responsibility to have the Prizbul written up. Chamisha Lovin Me'Echad, but if there are five people who borrowed money from one person, then enokosiv ela prozbul echad lekulam, then you only have one prozbul, because again, he's the lender and he's lending to five different people, therefore he can have one prozbul that includes all of those people who owe money to him. Now, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav is going to allude to the fact that generally speaking, the way that prozbul works and the mechanism in which prozbul works is that basically, this document is signed, and it's basically mortgaging the person's land. That he's basically saying that that he's owed money by all of these people, and all of these people sort of owe the money to him through their land from before Shemitah. So even though the time of Shemitah comes, this is really what the Gemara Maseches Gittin explains, once the Shemitah comes, and normally it does cancel loan, but it doesn't because it's really considered to be leaned. It's dependent upon the land from before Shemitah, and since it's really from before Shemitah, via Shemitah does does not cancel the loan. So says the Mishnah, in Kosvin Prozbul El Alakark, you can only really write a Prozbul for someone who, when the person who borrowed land has money. That you're basically intertwining and making the Prozbul dependent upon the land and connecting to the land of the person who borrowed money. Im Einlo, but if the person who borrowed money doesn't have any land, Mizaka Hu Besoch Sadehu, Kolshu, then the person who lent money can be Mizaka him, he can basically give him and loan him and just grant him a piece of his land and basically say that your prosbul is dependent on this piece of land in my property. He has the ability to do that in order to allow the prosbul to take effect. If the borrower has a field that is really a mashka that someone else has, part of another loan as a collateral for another loan that he made in another city, kosvin aleha prosbul, you can write a prosbul on that as well. Even though technically it's being held by someone else as a collateral, you can still allow that land which he owns to be used to allow a prosbul to take effect. Rabbi Chutzpah says, kosvin l'ish al nechsei ishta, you can write a prosbul for a man based on the possessions of his wife, v'layisomim al nechsei apotropin, and you could write a prosbul for yisomim, for orphans, based on the possessions of their guardian, even though in both these cases, the person themselves don't actually own it, but it's close enough. The isha really, owns it with the husband. The yisomim sort of have a connection to it based on the guardian, and therefore you can allow prosbul to take effect based on the possessions of the other person. Quick review, Perek Yud Mishnah Hey discussed the case of a prosbul that's dated incorrectly, and we said that a prosbul hamukdam, that a prosbul that's predated is allowed, a prosbul that's postdated hamuchar is possible. And again, the whole point is that if prosbul only cancels past loans, not future loans, and therefore if you're going to include more of your loans in the future, that would not work, but if you're going to include fewer of your loans, then that would be fine. The same thing is true, or really the opposite is true when it comes to Sharicho, when it comes to documents of obligation. And we say the documents where you're obligating someone to pay you, which are dependent, again, on the land of other people, so Amukudam, and if they are predated, they are possible, because then they're going to potentially include land that was sold before the shtar was written. But if it's posted, then it's fine, because then it's not going to include any additional land that was from before. It might just not include land that you owned previously. And then the Mishnah said that, just reinforcing the halacha, that if you have one person that's borrowing from five different people, each individual creditor needs to have their own prosbul, but the opposite, if you have five different people that's borrowing from one person, then that one person can have one prosbul for all those people who owe him money. And then Perek Yud Mishnah Vav discussed the fact that really prosbul is very much interconnected to the land of the person, that the person who's borrowing money has to have some semblance of land in order for the prosbul to work, because again, it's sort of taking the land of the person and saying that from before Shemitah, that land belongs to the person who lent you the money. However, we said that if the person doesn't have land, then you could just grant them a little piece of your own land and use that piece of land for the prosbul to work. Or if he has land that's really a mashal, that's a collateral for someone else in another city, then there as well, you could use that land, even though it's being held by someone else, you could still use that land to allow prosbul to work. And then Rabbi Chutzpah simply said that if a man has a prosbul written, you could write it on the possessions, on the land of his wife. Yisomim, you could have orphans as well, and write the prosbul on the possessions of his guardian. Have a great day.